broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Wednesday, August the 3rd, 2022. 12 and a half minutes past the hour here. And I do want to remind people again, I am back in the studio today. So the number to dial is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we did have a call yesterday about what's going on, the construction at 98 and 309, and Jeannie Evers gave us the information that SECA is building a building there, I guess is what's going on. And SECA AG is a Swiss multinational specialty chemical company that supplies to the building sector and motor vehicle industry. Now, we also had a call this morning wanting to know what's going on at the certified station over here on Main Street, right across from the CVS. Does anybody know what's going on over at the certified station? Now, as well, we have tickets to Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, the comedian, tonight at the Ohio State Fair at 7 o'clock. And then we also have tickets to Ice Cube, who will be at the Ohio State Fair tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias tonight at 7 p.m. at the Ohio State Fair, and Ice Cube tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Ohio State Fair. Ice Cube, very popular actor and a musical performer. So far, we've got Ryan in the competition for Ice Cube. We have one answer left in the category. Name a job that a clumsy person would be fired from. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a job that a clumsy person would be fired for. Or from, I guess I should say. Maybe if I read that right. Name a job that a clumsy person would be fired from immediately. Now, the answers we have so far are food server, surgeon, construction worker, dancer, and bartender. Still one answer left. Does anybody know what it is? A job that a clumsy person would be fired from immediately. All right. Go ahead, caller.
A watch repairman.
A watch repairman. Not a watch repairman, but a good guess. Not a watch repairman. There are still a few of those left out there in the world, aren't there? People who work on watches. A job you would be fired from if you were clumsy. Go ahead, caller.
How about a dishwasher?
Not a dishwasher. Good guess. Not a dishwasher. Not a watch repair person. Not a dishwasher. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A job you would be fired from if you were clumsy is what we're looking for here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a surgeon there, Scott?
Surgeon we already got.
Wow.
Okay, thanks. Right. Surgeon we've already got. I bet Ron is out there winning those Ice Cube tickets. He went to Foreigner the other night, and I know had a good time. 740-383-9944. A job you would be fired from if you were clumsy. Now, so far, we've got food server, surgeon, construction worker, dancer, and bartender. What's the final answer? Go ahead, caller.
How about a tattoo artist? One that does the tattoos.
You don't want a clumsy tattoo artist. Not on the list, but a good guess. No clumsy tattoo artist on the list today. A job that you would be fired from if you were clumsy. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about an assembly line worker?
No assembly line worker, but a good guess.
Thank you.
No assembly line worker. A job that you would be fired from if you were clumsy is what we're looking for here. 740-383-9944. 17 minutes past the hour. Tickets to Ice Cube and Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias hang in the balance. Go ahead, caller.
How about an acrobat like at a circus?
Acrobat. You want to go to Ice Cube, don't you?
Yes, I do, Scott.
Now, what about Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias?
I like him, but, you know, I like the music. You know.
Well, what do you think it'll be down? What do you think it'll be like down there tonight at Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias at 7 p.m.? Because he's playing the same room that all the rest are playing, the Celeste Center.
It's a good. No, there's no bad seat in there, Scott. It'll be a good show. I think most of the shows, Foreigner sold out. I think.
I imagine Nelly probably did too.
Yeah.
And I think
they all been good shows.
Well, I think Ice Cube will sell out, and I think Willie Nelson will probably sell out.
Oh yeah, I got people here talking about it that they want to go, and I told them to listen to you.
Oh, who's there? Are you at work right now?
No, I'm at home.
Oh, so which one do they want to go to? Ice Cube or Willie Nelson?
My friends down the road, they wanted to go to Willie Nelson.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not sure if we're going to start that tomorrow or Friday, because the concert's Friday, but we're going to give them away. We do have tickets.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, you can enter as many times as you want this morning, so don't go away.
Hey, if I went in a little bit later, could I enter into the Willie Nelson, or that's different?
Well, we're not doing the Willie Nelson yet, but when we start doing it, you could enter in that.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.
All right, Ron gets in. Yes, an acrobat is the answer. So that wipes out that category. Name a job that a clumsy person would be fired from immediately. Food server, surgeon, construction worker, dancer, acrobat, and bartender. All right, let's move on to our next category here. 19 minutes past the hour. Oh, this is nice. Name something that could ruin a romantic dinner. Name something that could ruin a romantic dinner. 740-383-9944. Tickets to Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, comedian tonight at the Ohio State Fair at 7 p.m. Or tickets to Ice Cube tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair at 7 p.m. Something that could ruin a romantic dinner. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a welder?
A welder?
Yes.
No, we're looking for things that could ruin a romantic dinner.
Oh, I thought you were on that same one.
No, we moved on to the next one now.
Oh, I want to turn my radio down. I can't hear you. Okay.
No problem. All right, the category is name something. I wondered how a welder could ruin a romantic dinner, but you never know. Not on the list. Name something that could ruin a romantic dinner. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You could get in to win tickets to Ice Cube tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair, or Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias. Let's see who's got the answers. Okay, go ahead, caller.
How about the waitress spills the entree on you?
No waitress spilling the entree on you. Good guess. All right, what we're looking for, name something that could ruin a romantic dinner. Something that could ruin a romantic dinner. Now, so far we've got Ryan and Ron in for the Ice Cube tickets, but we can enter more people. We have a few sets of those here. Go ahead, caller.
Using your cell phone.
Oh, isn't that the way? Using your cell phone. I would agree with you. Phone call on the list. Would you like to be in on the competition?
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Phone call, absolutely. You don't want to be on that cell phone if you're out for a romantic evening. Why would you want to do that? Name something that could ruin a romantic evening. Well, we've got phone call. There are still 5 other answers here. Does anybody know what they are? All right, go ahead, caller.
Finding out that one of the people is married.
One of the people is like, what?
Married, like a spouse.
Oh, married. Yeah, that's troublesome. Not on the list, but yeah, that would ruin a date. That would kill it, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Nope, not finding out that one of the people is married, although I'm sure that would drop your romantic evening right down the old toilet there. 22 minutes past the hour, tickets to Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias or Ice Cube. Going to do a drawing here at the end of this hour, matter of fact. Name something that could ruin a romantic dinner. We've got phone call, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
An ex walks into the restaurant.
Ex walks into the restaurant. Not on the list, but that would be a buzzkill too, wouldn't it?
Thanks. Yes.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That would knock you right down if an ex walked into the restaurant. Not on the list today. 23 minutes past the hour here. Name something that could ruin a romantic dinner. Something that could ruin a romantic dinner. So far, we've just got phone call, but there are 5 other answers on the list. Go ahead, caller.
How about if a fight breaks out and you're fighting someone, Scott?
There is a fight on here. Now, I'm not sure if this is a fight between the people on the romantic evening or a fight
or
breaks out.
Or if a fight breaks out with, like, your ex coming in there and you're fighting.
Well, I don't know. Apparently, a fight in general would ruin a romantic evening. So we got you in.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. Yeah, you just don't want to fight in general. That'll kill a romantic evening. Name something that could ruin a romantic dinner. Well, we've got a fight and a phone call. Still got 4 answers left. Something that could ruin a romantic dinner. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who's got the answers here? Remember, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling back in. Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
How about talking about your ex?
Talking about your ex. Bad conversation, not on the list, but a good guess.
Alright, thanks, Scott.
Alright, name something that could ruin a romantic dinner. Something that could ruin a romantic dinner. 740-383-9944. So far, we've got a fight and a phone call. Let's see if anybody else gets in here. Go ahead, caller.
Date doesn't show up.
The date doesn't show up. Let's see here. No no-shows on the list. Well, I'll tell you what. There's something on here where somebody wouldn't show up, but it's a particular reason they wouldn't show up. Do you have a particular reason?
Not unless it be an emergency.
Not an emergency.
Or they're in jail.
Not in jail, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Yeah, if somebody's in the pen, that'll ruin a romantic evening. There is something on here in which somebody would not show up, but we need the reason that they would not show up. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about you get bad food and you get sick, Scott, and you have to go to the hospital?
Yes, bad food is on the list. That would not be good. Gotcha, Ron.
Yeah, all right.
All right, name something that could ruin a romantic dinner. Something that could ruin a romantic dinner. We've got fight, bad food, phone call. Still, what do we got here? 3 answers left. Go ahead, caller.
What about passing gas?
Wouldn't that be trouble? that will take the mood. That would take the mood out of any dinner, no matter what you're having. Hey, thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, we've got Ryan in again. Yeah, the old passing gas. My goodness gracious. Okay, so we've got passing gas, a fight, bad food, a phone call. 2 answers left. Name something that could ruin a romantic dinner. Tickets to Ice Cube and Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias. Go ahead, caller.
They get called away. One of the people gets, persons or whatever, gets called away.
Not called away, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not getting called away. Name something that could ruin a romantic dinner. Still two answers left on the list. Now we've got Ryan and Ron in for the Ice Cube tickets that we're going to draw for at the end of this hour so far. But you can still get in. We've still got 33 minutes here. Go ahead, caller.
How about company showing up?
No company showing up. Good guess. Now, how am I sounding back here in the studio?
Sounding good.
All right. Well, Glenn and I are going to have a fight here in about a half hour, so you have to be ready for it.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay awake. I'm a little tired.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, Glenn will be in here from 10:10 this morning till 12 noon. Progressive Life with Glenn Coble, 12:15 until 1 p.m., and then we have Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon tonight, 6 to 7. Go ahead, caller.
Crying baby.
Well, yeah, kids are on the list, absolutely. Did you want to be in the competition, Trish?
No, thanks.
No, thanks. Well, I'm glad you're playing along. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Crying baby, kids are on the list. So now we're down to one answer here. Name something that could ruin a romantic dinner. What is the final answer? Let's see if we got it here. Go ahead, caller.
If you got cat food.
If you got cat food.
If you got cat food.
Now, isn't this the second question in, like, so many days that you've answered with catfish?
No, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, so you're baited, is what you're saying.
Yeah, like, you know what catfish is.
I know what catfish is, but I don't understand why they call that catfishing.
Because a cat, I think it's, like, a characteristic of the animal, the catfish, of, like, something they can do, like, I'll look it up and I'll give you the 411. Is it catfish?
It's not catfish, but, now, I was just thinking, though. Now, if you won these Ice Cube tickets, or Gabriel...
I don't even want those tickets. I'm holding out for Willie. Hey, I'll be tuning in, but I gotta get
okay,
off
I'm,
that.
Okay, I'm talking... Okay. Now, I was thinking she could give those to her daughter. We know her daughter is younger. She might like to go see Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, or Ice Cube. I know her daughter's out doing her own thing now, working, has her own job. So Sarah might be able to help out in that arena. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I know I wouldn't do this, but this happened on a TV show. I watched the Step Brothers. They passed gas.
You know what? We already got past gas.
Oh, they did you?
We did.
All right.
All right. Thank you. All right, 740-383-9944. Yes, passing gas has already come on the list today. Name something that could ruin a romantic dinner. One answer left on the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know that's 383-WWGH. Ice Cube tickets tomorrow night at 7. Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias tonight at 7. Go ahead, caller.
How about, excuse me, inappropriate clothing?
No inappropriate clothing, but a good guess. No inappropriate clothing on the list. But you don't want that either. There's a lot of things we're learning here that could ruin a romantic dinner, to be sure. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
Has anybody said, vomiting?
Well, I don't think anybody said vomiting in general, but getting sick is on the list, and that certainly would be a buzzkill.
Yeah, that definitely would do it.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, Ryan got the last answer this morning. Name something that could ruin a romantic dinner. We've got number one, oddly, was passing gas. Number two is a fight. Three is bad food. Four is a phone call. Five is kids. And six is getting sick. All right, we've ran through that list. Now we're going to have a new list here momentarily. Let's take the phone call, though. Go ahead, caller.
Now, if you got a bunch, your date has a bunch of kids, Scott.
We got kids.
Oh, you do?
We do.
All right.
Thank you. You know, I get the feeling that something might be fishy. Now, I'm not saying catfishy, but something might be fishy out here. All right, new category. Only three answers in this one. 32 minutes past the hour. Name something you'd hate to find floating in your coffee. What a disgusting category that is. Name something you'd hate to have floating in your coffee. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something you would hate to have floating in your coffee. What would that be? Three answers. Again, tickets to Ice Cube tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair and Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias tonight. Go ahead, caller.
I'm about a fly.
Yeah, bug, number one on the list. Thanks.
Yep.
Bug is number one on the list today. Something you'd hate to have find floating in your coffee. Something you'd hate to find floating in your coffee maybe is the more sensible thing to say here. Go ahead, caller.
How about you get sick here, Scott?
What's that?
How about you get sick?
For floating in your coffee?
Oh, I'm on a delay there. What was the question?
Now what? Are you listening on the tune in?
On the phone.
Oh, good. That's what you got to do. You got to listen on that tune in app. No, we're on a new category. It's name something you'd hate to find floating in your coffee.
Oh, dog poop.
Dog food. No dog food on the list, but that's a good guess.
All right.
You know, I'm definitely thinking something is a little fishy now. Remember to download that TuneIn app, though, because when and if we go digital, that's how you listen. Tune in or on the website at wwgh107.1.com. And you can get the TuneIn app on anything. Smart television, smartphone, tablet, whatever you got, download it. It's absolutely free, and search WWGH. Now, there's somebody who's listening on their phone. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about a hair or hairs?
A hair, absolutely. Number two on the list. Would you like to be in the competition?
If I'm allowed to win another one, yes, I'd like Fluffy.
Oh, Fluffy. All right. And is this Diane?
Yes, I am.
All right, Diane, you're in for Fluffy tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Diane in for Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias tonight at the Ohio State Fair. All right, coming up on 35 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Name something you'd hate to have floating in your coffee. We've got a bug, a hair, and one other answer. What might that be? Coming up on 35 minutes past the hour here, first morning back in the studio. So we've got Diane in for the Fluffy Iglesias tickets, and we've got Ryan and Ron in for the Ice Cube tickets, both with several entries. Who's going to get in here and win these tickets? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something you'd hate to have floating in your coffee. We've got a bug, a hair, and one other answer to go. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, how about coffee grounds?
No coffee grounds. Good guess, though. Coffee grounds is a good guess, but not on our list this morning. Something you'd hate to find floating in your coffee. A bug, hair, and one other answer. What's the one other answer? Go ahead, caller.
How about food crumbles there, Scott?
Food crumbs are on the list. Absolutely, Ron. Now, how are you getting these answers?
Because I work in fast food. That one, I work in fast food.
Okay.
I work at Denny's.
Because you've been hitting like 100 on these questions this morning.
Well, there was a few I missed.
Okay.
I'm not cheating.
I'm not casting any aspersion on you at this point. I have no reason to cast aspersions.
When you want those tickets that you want, you do that. You know.
Well, yeah. I mean, I have no problem guessing, but you've been like right on with every guess you've had the last hour here.
Well, I mean, there's some that I've missed that you said, hey, they're already on there.
Okay. Well, as long...
Hey, don't speculate there. You've been speculating on me for, like, what, the last 4 years of when I was refereeing for you.
Well, I know how you are.
How am I?
Well, you miss some things sometimes.
Well, I can't see everything when I'm sitting there counting three on someone. You know, I can't, you know, see everything that's going on behind my back there.
Well, I know that you're seeing things this morning, though.
Oh, I know. I got 20/20 vision.
I know. You're batting 100 on this Family Feud here this morning.
You want me to miss a few?
Well, I don't. I want you to be fair.
I am.
Okay. As long as you're fair, we're good.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. 37 coming up on 38 minutes past the hour. That category is dead now. Name something you'd hate to have... name something you'd hate to find floating in your coffee. It was a bug, a hair, and a food crumb. Next category. Four answers here. Name something you only consume when you go to a fast food restaurant. Four answers here. Name something you consume only when you go to a fast food restaurant. 740-383-9944. We've got Diane in for the Fluffy Iglesias tickets tonight at 7 p.m. at the Ohio State Fair. And we've got Ryan and Ron in for the Ice Cube tickets tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at the Ohio State Fair. Name something you can only consume when you're at a fast food restaurant. Go ahead, caller.
How about French fries?
French fries, number one answer. You got it. French fries are the number one answer. Remember, if you get the busy signal, it just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. Name something you only consume when you go to a fast food restaurant. We got French fries. Still three other answers on the list. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
So you're making this too easy, Scott. It's a soft drink.
No soft drink on the list. But see, now...
See, I missed one. See, I missed one. Now you're cheating.
Well, no, because I'm saying that this is too... Most people would not guess soft drink. I think you took a dive on that one.
See, you're cheating now, Scott.
Well, I can't win anything. I don't know how I could cheat.
See, the answers is on your list there, and you're cheating me.
I know the answers are on the list.
Well, yeah, it says soft drink, and you're cheating me.
Well, I don't know how you would know if it said soft drink.
Well, when you go into a restaurant, that's what you get, to wash your stuff down.
Yeah, but is that particular to a fast food restaurant?
Yes, there ain't no soft drinks in there.
Well, but aren't there soft drinks in regular restaurants?
Yeah.
Well, see, so
there's a fountain drink over there, and behind McDonald's there, when you turn around, you know.
So the category says, name something you only consume when you go to a fast food restaurant. So soft drinks really would not be on there.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Thanks, Ron.
Yep.
Oh, my, Ron. Ron just took a dive on that question, I believe. Throw himself off the scent of impropriety on these questions. Go ahead, caller.
How about milkshake?
Milkshake, absolutely. Number three on the list. What do you make of Ron? You think he's pulling some chicanery here this morning?
I don't know.
He seems to get a lot of right answers.
Yeah, maybe he's a pretty bright person.
Well, I've met him. I don't know. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, 740-383-9944. Name something you only consume when you go to a fast food restaurant. We've got French fries, and we've got a milkshake. Still two answers left. 740-383-9944. We've got Diane for the Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias tickets tonight at 7 p.m. at the Ohio State Fair. And Ryan and Ron in for the Ice Cube tickets tomorrow night, Thursday night, at the Ohio State Fair. Go ahead, caller.
How about chicken nuggets?
Chicken nuggets are on the list. You got it. Did you want to be in for Fluffy again?
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks, Diane. Diane in for Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias again. All right, another person coming down the pike here. Go ahead, caller.
How about onion rings?
No onion rings on the list. Boy, do I love onion rings, though. I love onion rings more than I love French fries. Now, there's a little fact about me maybe you didn't know. All right, phone lights up again. Go ahead, caller.
How about a cheeseburger?
A burger, yes. Burger is on the list. Now, you don't want to be in for a Fluffy?
Heck no, there. I told you I wanted that Ice Cube.
Well, but we're going to be giving away Ice Cube tickets tomorrow as well. You could go to Fluffy and Ice Cube.
Well, I'm more of a fan of Ice Cube. I'm not, you know, I like Fluffy, but I would think I'd have a better time going to Ice Cube.
Now, what is Fluffy from? I don't know Fluffy.
He's a comedian.
Yeah, I understand that, but what's he done?
Well, he was in a few movies. Have you ever seen Magic Mike?
No, I've never seen that one.
Well, Magic Mike Part 2, he's in that.
Oh, well, he's a big star then.
Yeah.
And you don't want to see Fluffy?
I would, but I just want... my old lady was wanting to see Ice Cube.
All right, well, we'll keep working on it.
All right.
All right, 43 minutes past the hour here, new category. The last category, name something you only consume when you go to a fast food restaurant, was French fries, burger, milkshake, and chicken nuggets. New category, name something a fast food restaurant offers as a dessert. Ah, how about that? Now there's a little twist on the fast food question. Name something a fast food restaurant offers as a dessert. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something a fast food restaurant offers as a dessert. 740-383-9944. Diane in for Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias tonight at the Ohio State Fair, 7 p.m. Go ahead, caller.
How about an apple pie?
Apple pie. Pie is number two on the list. Absolutely. I think McDonald's made those apple pies famous, although I think they really are just an apple turnover, not an apple pie. But that's my opinion. I know people have strong opinions when it comes to that. Name something a fast food restaurant offers as a dessert. Go ahead, caller.
How about a milkshake?
Milkshake. Milkshake not on the list.
Okay.
Milkshake does not make this particular list, oddly enough. Name something a fast food restaurant would offer as a dessert. Go ahead, caller.
How about a pie?
We already got pie. Good guess, though. We already got pie. Name something a fast food restaurant would offer as a dessert. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
How about cookies?
Cookies are on the list. Absolutely. Gotcha,
okay.
Diane.
Okay, thanks.
Diane trying to get those Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias tickets tonight at the Ohio State Fair. Comedian. Ryan and Ron in for the Ice Cube tickets tomorrow at the Ohio State Fair. Name something a fast food restaurant offers as a dessert. We've got pie and cookies. Still two answers left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All righty, here. Go ahead, caller.
Ice cream, Scott.
Ice cream, number one answer. We got you, Ron. Ice cream was the number one answer in that particular category. But we still have one answer left. Name something a fast food restaurant would offer as a dessert. something a fast food restaurant would offer as a dessert. We've got ice cream, pie, and cookies. Still one answer left to go. Tickets to Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias tonight at 7 p.m. at the Ohio State Fair, and Ice Cube tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Ohio State Fair at the Celeste Center. Coming up on 47 minutes past the hour, we're going to do the drawing here in about 12 minutes. Who's going to have the right answers and get into this competition? 740-383-9944. Name something a fast food restaurant offers as a dessert. 740-383-9944. One answer left. We've got ice cream, pie, and cookies. Does anybody know what the final answer shall be here? Glenn Coble and I this morning from 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon. A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble today from 12:15 until 1 p.m. And then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon tonight, 6:10 until 7 p.m. 48 minutes past the hour here. Does anybody have the final answer in this particular category? We've got the Ice Cube tickets, which have been battled back and forth here between Ryan and Ron. And then we've got Diane here with the Fluffy tickets. All right, go ahead, caller.
Turnovers.
No turnovers, but a good guess.
Oh.
No turnovers in the realm here today. Name something a fast food restaurant offers as a dessert. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something a fast food restaurant offers as a dessert. Coming up on 49 minutes past the hour here. Go ahead, caller.
How about cheesecake?
Cake is on the list. Not necessarily cheesecake, but cake. Gotcha, okay. Diane. Thank you. All right, Diane slides in there. Name something a fast food restaurant offers as a dessert. We've got ice cream, pie, cake, and cookies. All right, we'll move on to the next category here momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
I have a question. When you're telling me what's happening for the rest of the day, you're not listing Live at 5. Are they no longer on?
Nope, they're no longer on at this point.
All right, and how about Nate on Saturday? Is he no longer on, too?
No, last week was his last show.
Okay, thanks for the information.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, last week was Nate's last show on Saturday, if you listened to that. He said goodbye on Saturday, and tonight, I do not believe there will be a Live at 5. I believe at this point it would just be Terry, so I don't think there'll be a Live at 5 tonight. All right, next category. Name something people might stock up on before a huge snowstorm. Well, there you go. We have a lot of those in this area, or at least the weathermen say we have a lot of those. Name something people might stock up on before a huge snowstorm. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 answers left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the answers? All right, go ahead, caller.
I'll take the obvious, salt.
Salt. As obvious as it is, it's not on the list.
You've got to be kidding me.
See, you thought you were coming in with a big ego there, and you were just going to lay me low this morning.
Well, I guess I'll go with hot chocolate then.
No hot chocolate on the list.
Okay, I'm going to take my big old loser self out of here.
No. Now, did you hear me about tickets for your daughter?
What? But how's she going to get there? Grow wings and fly? She got her car impounded.
Well, doesn't she have a friend?
Doesn't she have a friend?
Yeah, that she could go down with, get two tickets, and go down to these concerts?
I think we're assuming an awful lot, Scott.
Okay, well, I mean just a friend, like a regular friend.
I don't know.
Her mother could go with her.
Did you say her mother?
Yes.
That feels like a little vulgar for my taste nowadays. I like things a little more mellow.
Okay.
My old age.
Okay. Well, hopefully we'll get these answers.
Okay.
All right. We're looking for something you might stock up on before a huge snowstorm. 740-383-9944. All righty. Well, I thought we had a caller there. If that's you, call back. 740-383-9944. Okay, go ahead, caller.
How about stock up on water?
Water, absolutely. Did you want to be in the competition today?
Yes.
Fluffy Iglesias or Ice Cube?
Ice Cube.
All right, what's your name?
Tom.
Tom, we got you in. Thank you.
All right.
Tom is in for Ice Cube. Yes, water is on that particular list. Name something you might stock up on before a huge snowstorm. Now we got Tom, Ron, and Ryan in for Ice Cube. And Fluffy Iglesias tonight, this drawing is still just Diane. Now, I'll be on with Glenn Coble 10 a.m. till 12 noon today, and we're going to be giving away tickets, so don't tune away. We've still got ticket giveaways here on this station. Go ahead, caller.
How about bread?
Bread. Let's see here. No bread on the list.
Okay, thanks.
Well, I tell you, that there is a type of food on this list. I don't think bread would be on it, but there is a type of food that kind of covers a whole group of foods. So think about that. 740-383-9944. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Firewood, Scott.
Firewood. Uh-huh. Firewood.
Uh-huh. What was that? Uh-huh.
Well, Ron.
I mean, it's a snow. I mean, come on. Like, if your electric goes out, you got to be able to, like, you know, like a wilderness, like to, you know, throw logs in the fire.
Do you have a fireplace in your house?
No, I don't, but I know people that do.
Well, yeah, but I would think that would not be an... I don't know. Hey, listen, I'm not casting aspersions on anybody this morning.
Yes, you are.
I'm not taking your name out of the competition. Thanks, Ron. All right. Well, we get them laughing out there. I have a good time with my audience. See, some people just come in and they just, you know, they kiss hindquarters. I like to have fun with the audience. We have a good time every morning, and we'll continue to. Go ahead, caller.
Fire log.
Ron just beat you to it. Now, what do you think, Bob? Do you think Ron is a little on the edge this morning, chicanery-wise?
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, who's getting service at Denny's if he's calling in all the time.
I feel bad for those people at Denny's now. I know they probably only got one cook over there. It's probably self-serve at Denny's right now. Get back and cook your own eggs.
There you go.
Thanks, Bob.
I'll be there soon.
Okay, yeah, wait, we'll be here. Bob Welch coming in all the way from Columbus to pick up his Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias tickets. Look forward to seeing Bob. Haven't seen him in about 4 months. All right, we've got water and firewood. Name something people might stock up on before a huge snowstorm. Now, don't forget, Glenn Coble and I will also be giving away tickets to Ice Cube and Fluffy Iglesias. Apparently, Fluffy Iglesias was in Magic Mike. That's what one of our callers told us this morning. Now, does anybody know what's going on with the certified on Main Street over here? They've taken out all the pumps. We still haven't got an answer to that. Now, somebody did call in and ask what was going on out on 98 and 309, and it is a construction of a Sika building. This came from Jeannie Evers, so we thank her for that information. But Sika is building a building out there, and they've got rid of the man-made hill already, so we got that answer. But what is going on with certified? And earlier on in the week, we got the Del Taco answer, too, that it's a supply problem is why they're not finishing up the Del Taco. So all kinds of interesting information gotten from you, the listener, here on WWGH Radio, the most devoted listeners in the world, and we could not thank you for that any more than we do. Go ahead, caller.
How about milk or dairy products?
No milk or dairy products on the list. No milk or dairy products on the list. Still got 4 minutes left to go here. Name something people might stock up on before a huge snowstorm. We've got water and firewood. Still two answers left to go here, and we're going to draw for these tickets in hour number one. Well, hour number two, I guess. But we've got big ticket giveaways from 10 to 12, so don't tune away. Go ahead, caller.
It's me again, and how about non-perishable, canned goods?
Okay, now see, I know now that this is fixed.
No, I don't. You wouldn't stock up on canned food?
First of all, Ron, the chances of you using the word perishable, non-perishable, are about 1,000,000 to 1.
That's what people stock up on.
Yeah, but you go into the store and say, show me to the non-perishables?
No, I don't, but that's what people say.
No, people don't say that.
The news people say it.
They say, go to the canned aisle. That's what they say.
The news people say non-perishable canned goods.
Oh, Ron, we've caught you now. We've caught you red-handed.
No.
I feel terrible about this. I feel like I'm
about
on the
what?
ID channel now, and I've caught you. I've known you for how many years now, and I've never
you
heard
know
the word...
You know us since we were kids.
Right. And I've never heard in decades the word perishable come out of your mouth.
That's what they're called.
Now, be honest with me, Ron. What are you doing?
I'm not doing nothing.
Listen, the laughter in your voice tells me otherwise.
I'm not doing nothing, Scott.
Now say to me, say, Scott, I'm not doing anything wrong in this game.
Scott, I'm not doing nothing wrong in this game.
Oh, see, I don't know. Jury's out now. Well, listen, we're going to do the drawing. You're in. Don't worry. Go to the store and get yourself some non-perishables.
So what would that be like? I know it's canned goods, but...
See, you don't even know what it is!
See, I know it's soup and stuff like that.
Yes, it's things that aren't going to spoil.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Ron.
Yep.
Oh, I know he's working the system now. There's no way on God's green earth that non-perishable would ever come out of his mouth. 740-383-9944. I've known him a long time. All right, we've got one answer left. Name something that people might stock up before a huge snowstorm. Might stock up on before a huge snowstorm. 1 minute left in the broadcast here today. Well, we're going to do the drawing here momentarily. We've got non-perishable items, water and firewood. What's the final answer? 740-383-9944. Maybe we'll get this answer in. Go ahead, caller.
Cereal.
Let's see here. No cereal on the list. Okay, it's time for our drawing. Well, obviously, Diane, you have won two tickets to Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias. You were the only one in for that particular competition. So you can come up to the studio here today between 10 and 1. We've got Diane's tickets. Now, hold on before we draw for the ice cube here. So we've got Diane is in for Fluffy. And now the ice cube tickets. Now, remember, we've got more ice cube tickets. So if you don't win here, it's not like you can't win. We're still going to be giving tickets away for the next 2 hours with Glenn Goble. All right, our first winner. Oh, we're getting a call here. Let's take the call real quick. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Didn't somebody say, like, bathroom tissue or paper towels?
No bathroom tissue.
Okay, thank you.
All right, no bathroom tissue. Okay, for the first set of Ice Cube tickets, the tickets go to Tom. Tom was only in once. Well, hey, Ryan and Ron, you still have a chance to win Ice Cube tickets because we're going to be giving those away the next 2 hours, Ice Cube and Fluffy. So tell your friends, tell your neighbors, stay tuned. Pick up those tickets today, especially if you got Fluffy, Bob, and Diane, between 10 and 1. So the ticket window's open here on South Prospect Street. Okay, I'll be back with Glenn Goble in about 10 minutes. And we're going to fight because we're in the studio, so stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
The state's government is spending more money on building prisons and earning money per capita of inmates, and then won't give a darn about cutting school spending. Our teachers and our educators are underpaid, if you ask me.